and the upholsterer came over, and he might have brought over a small piece.
A man?
Yeah, and what would you call that little thing?
Just small piece of goods or something like that.
Would you ever call it a, if somebody gave you something for nothing, you know, in the mail, you got a little package, and said they gave us a free...
Free sample or
yeah.
something
Now, would you ever use, would you use a sample for a little swatch of cloth?
Well, yes, that'd be properly, I guess, for it.
Okay. And the thing you write with is a...
Pencil.
Or this is
pen.
A
pen.
And the thing that you hold the baby's diaper up with...
Pen, safety pen.
Okay, and now, when you, on the, if you had a pump or a well outside, long time ago you'd have a gourd maybe hollowed out to drink from.
Yeah, sure.
But later they had...
Dippers.
What were they made of?
Well, just tin cups mostly, or dippers was made also out of tin.
Okay.
Know. Some had gourds.
All right. Now another way of saying a dime is
10 cents.
And over if you're going outside, you might put on a
overcoat.
Okay. And these are
pants.
Now, if you had a coat and pants that were made of the same material, you'd call that a
suit.
And if you just bought it, it wouldn't be an old one. It would be a
new one.
Not an old suit, but a That's right. A new
suit.
Right. Now, if it was made out of that material and you had a third piece that didn't have sleeves in it that you wore inside the coat.
You'd have a jacket.
Okay.
Or a vest.
All right. Now, if you tried a coat on yesterday, and I say, I put that coat on yesterday and it...
It's a little too tight.
Or if it didn't,
a little or a little too big.
All right, or if it just
didn't fit, or either fit.
All right. If you had your pockets all filled up with cartridges or something, you know, you were out hunting, say my pockets
full
and
bulged out.
Right. And if you had a shirt that wasn't sanforized, your wife washed it in hot water, it might get too small, and you say now the collar.
Too tight.
And it's
shrunk.
I'd say, did you bring that over here? And you say, yeah, I... Did you bring that? And you talk to a friend of yours, comes up, and he was using your rifle or something, and you say to him, did you bring my rifle back? And he said, yeah, I
brought it home.
Okay. And something you carry coins in your pocket.
Pocketbook.
Or another little change.
A change purse.
And something a woman wears around her her wrist.
Wristwatch?
Or a brick.
Bracelet?
Yeah. And then something she might wear around her neck.
She'd wear a locket or beads?
Yeah. Now, if you were talking about beads, would you be more likely to say a strand or a string or a pair of beads?
Well, they used, sometimes some say she's got on a pair of beads or a strand of beads.
Okay, any one would be all right then.
Yeah.
And the things that hold up your pants are?
Spenders.
What did you used to call them?
Used to call them galluses.
Okay, now what about on your overalls?
Well, they still call galluses.
Those are the galluses.
Yeah, the galluses.
You'd never call those suspenders.
No.
But you'd call them, you would
just call them galluses.
Uh-huh.
Spenders, you know, was with the little hip pants. I called them.
Yeah. But they used to call those galluses too, huh?
Yeah, sure.
And on a rainy day, something you'd open up.
Umbrella.
You know. And the last thing your wife puts on the bed when she's making it.
County pen, spread.
And the thing you rest your head on in bed.
Pillow.
A kind of pillow that might take the place of two, you know.
They called them bolsters.
They didn't go part way across. They
went plumb across.